Episode 2360, How to Become Your Spouse's Soulmate.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. I hope you are having a fabulous weekend. But I got to ask you, are you looking for perfection? Because if you are, you're not going to find it here. It's Relationship Builders Day. And you know what? I think we need to come to a realization that none of us are perfect. Now, I know you think you probably are, but we are not, and relationships are not built on perfection. But today, I want us to focus on soulmates, how to become your spouse's soulmate. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, being good friends is easy, but being married is quite the opposite. Have a marriage that sizzles as you learn how to become your spouse's soulmate. Now, many people are going to grumble with the simple fact that soulmates are not created, they are found. I can hear it already. My email inbox is filling up. Because I know we're always in search for our soulmate. But today, I want you to look at being a soulmate in a different way. What if soulmates were created? What if you could become your spouse's soulmate? The soulmate that you knew that you were supposed to be for your spouse. How would that impact your marriage? Fewer arguments? Deeper understanding? What about less confusion and more compatibility? Fewer complaints and greater compassion? If you were to take a poll as to how many people view marriage and soulmates, they would describe it as two people who are built for one another coming together to do life. It's like you check off a box. Oh, wait, we like to go hiking. Check, check, check. You know, we're outdoorsy. Check. Oh, wait, we're very outgoing. Check. Maybe you're into the outs and not into the ins. But this is a narrow way of thinking of how marriage really does work. Marriage is the coming together of two people who are willing to do the work to get to know each other at the deepest levels and do life together. Now, none of us said, yes, I signed up for that. Because that's not what's projected on the shows that we watch, in our social media feeds. It's not even projected in the homes that we live in. Very few of us have the opportunity to experience a marriage, two people coming together, working with each other to have an incredible life. I was very blessed. My parents worked very hard on their marriage. Was it perfect? No, it was not. Did they have challenges? Most definitely. But you see, it's something about working together that actually draws us closer. But unfortunately, that's not what's talked about when it comes to our marriages today. Again, marriage is the coming of together of two people, right? It's not about the false expectations of you are who you are, no one has to change, and we are now soulmates. That's not what happens. Remember, change is a constant in our lives. And let's be real. It's not real life, and that's not a great marriage. Our incredible marriage that my husband and I have now came at the cost of us almost losing each other in a divorce. Yes, that's our story. A roller coaster that led us to become soulmates. So you too can become your spouse's soulmate, but it means doing what everyone else says is impossible. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Do what's impossible. A fantastic marriage, or whatever adjective you want to use to describe this incredible, fantastic, sizzling, hot-to-trot marriage, doesn't come easy. First, you have to be willing to do the work daily. Did you hear me? Daily. And sometimes it's literally moment by moment because a day is too big. You have to look at it moment by moment and do what's impossible. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, it's compassion, not compatibility. If you and your spouse took a test, yes, think a dating test, you would not match up in many categories. And this is good. Celebrate it. You want to be who God created you to be, as so should your spouse. But what you want to focus on is compassion, not compatibility. Marriage is not trying to be exactly alike, but to embrace the differences with compassion, therefore supporting the differences. Did you get that? It's embracing those differences with compassion. Therefore, it allows you to support the differences. But most of the time, we're doing what? We're only focusing on the differences. And we're like, well, you're not like me. Why don't you want to do what I want to do? Why can't you like what I want to like? It doesn't work that way. And if it did, guess what? You wouldn't like each other then because you would be bored. Why do you think opposites attract? Okay, we could be here all day on that topic too. So it's compassion, not compatibility. Number two, listen more than you argue. You are going to disagree. Period. End of story. Beginning of story. Middle of your day story. You are going to disagree. In fact, you're going to even question at times if you married the right person. Come on, be honest. I've thought about it. Did I marry the right person? Some of it, I thought about it out of anger. I'm just going to tell you that. Straight up. Because you have too. And there's nothing wrong with that. Again, we're not attaching feelings here. Let's look at the facts. We need to listen more than we argue, and most of us are arguing more than we're listening. To draw closer to your spouse, you need to listen more so you can hear your spouse's heart and head. You got to know where they're coming from. You got to know who they are. And if you're arguing, you're not listening. What is going on upstairs really does matter. But if you keep trying to convince your spouse to be like you, the only thing that will grow deeper is friction. And with friction, what? You push each other away. And that's not the goal here. Marriage is what? It's creating unity between two people. It's the coming together. So first, compassion, not compatibility. Listen more than you argue. And finally, number three, joy-filled versus happiness-driven. Joy is discovered not through your spouse, but through God and your personal walk with Him. That's what I believe. And that's why I share it with you. Because I think the problem is we're always looking for someone or something to make us happy. No one can make you happy. You get to choose to be happy. And it's easy to use joy and happiness as words interchangeably, but they don't mean the same thing. So don't sit here and put all your eggs in one basket and say, oh, my husband is awesome. He makes me happy all the time. You know what? I'm going to tell you right now, my husband does not make me happy all the time, but he makes me a better person all the time. And that brings me joy. Does it challenge me? Oh, yes, it does. But it brings me joy because I'm a better person all because of it. But does that mean I'm happy all the time? No. So if you think your spouse is going to make you happy, think again. Your spouse cannot give you everything you need. Only God can. So don't be happiness driven. Instead, be joy filled. There's a difference. This past few days, we were working on a wall. Yes, I was building a wall. It's a beautiful wall. It's for my husband, actually. It's in our house and it's in his office. And I got this really cool barn wood that you can buy. It's stained with all this different color and it's awesome. So it looks like your shiplap. Yes, I know little Joanna Gaines here, but it's different color and it's not white. So we've got dark browns and blacks and tans and creams and a little bit of grays. And it's this beautiful, gorgeous wall. And I was like, okay, I can do this. We got this. So my mom and I were working on this project together. It took us 2 days to get it done. And I got to tell you, it really looks awesome. But in the process, it was horrible. We would put one board up and it wasn't level. And I was like, this is crazy. These boards are real wood, yes, but you would think that they would have been 4 inches each, both at one end versus the other end, even in between. Yes, sir, you're going to have knots there, but come on. Can we not have it to scale? Oh, no, no, no. Every board was different. We had to level each one. In some areas, we would paint so you wouldn't see the wall all the way through. Building a wall is like building a marriage. No day, no board is exactly alike. No moment is going to look like the other moment. You got to figure it out board by board. You have to make adjustments. You have to be willing to do the work. Because when you step back, it's there where you see the beauty. I want you to build your wall of love together with your spouse. I want you to find a deeper understanding and a greater love for your spouse. Become their soulmate, not because you think, oh my gosh, we dated so long and we had this incredible connection. That's all great if that's true. But even if that's all great and it's true, doesn't mean that you're soulmates. It means that there's still work to be done to continue to be soulmates, to have a greater understanding. Because remember, what's the constant in life? Change. It always is happening. And if it's always happening, that means you have to adjust. You have to figure it out to continue to build a strong foundation. So go out today. This is just the beginning, right, of simple things in marriage. The real work happens when you choose to love your spouse every day. Go out, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.